This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
How can you close me up on what ground?
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. So welcome aboard. A lot of things going on here on Agenda 21 Radio. And of course, newcaliforniastate.com. Convention tomorrow. Yikes. What a spectacular day, actually 2 days, 28th and 29th. It is going to be spectacular, absolutely spectacular. We've got one of the best lineups for a constitutional convention you could probably ever get. And, of course, who else is doing a constitutional convention? Hello? Only those that are following New California, I guess trying to imitate, going to come together as a constitution. What do you do at a constitutional convention? Well, you got to do what you got to do. It's a secret. It's not a secret. It's no secret. Constitutional conventions have happened before for states. How about just doing some research? You know, I keep getting these kind of questions. You know, I learned as a classroom teacher, when the kids would always say, "Hey, Mr. Preston, can you help me out? And what's the answer to this question you just asked?" Well, you know, I'd say, "Well, you know, what do you want me to say about it? Well, could you give me the answer to the question you just asked?" I said, "No, I want you to go back to the books and find it. That's the whole idea. When I put the question out there, you're supposed to know the answer or find out how to get the answer." But I get these answers all the time. How do you do this convention business? Well, you know, it's all out there. And all you got to do is just check it out. History is a big tell. It absolutely tells a story, doesn't it? All you need to do is, like, check it out. That's really all you need to do. So I get this question all the time about how the heck are you doing this convention business? I said, well, we put a little bit of vinegar over here, salt there, you know, a little bit of oil. Put in some pieces of lettuce. It's like a tossed salad. Yeah, no melting pot. No. Can't have a melting pot. I know I'm just sort of being the diversitist that I really truly am. See, I'm outed. I am really a diversitist person. No assimilation for me. For those of you that don't know what I just said there, it was really, I look it up, diversity training. Yeah, like I really support diversity training. You know, listen, I used to tell people about the issue of diversity because it also always came up in schools. We got to be diverse. We are unified in our diversity. And I said, have you ever heard of a guy named Orwell? Newspeak? Hello? So how can you be unified through your diversity? So I used to tell people, if you preach diversity, don't be surprised that that's what you get. Yeah, and of course, this is what's happened to our society today, is it? We're so diverse, we're, you know, not even unified anymore. That's really the end of result of diversity. They want you to be, the socialists want you to be diverse so they can divide and conquer. That's what happens. That's it's simple as that. Basic divide and conquer business. Anyway, so speaking of dividing and conquering, how about this China virus alarm business? Oh, my gosh. This is the latest. I'm turning to Breitbart for the latest. So this is not, I'm just not making it up. Hey, you got no credibility. Listen, we use credible sources. And we use our very knowledgeable and extremely credible, for years now, citizen journalists to help us put this program together. So I take my citizen journalist anytime over some of these other entities out there. Now, Breitbart, I do like. I know the writing style, and I know several of the authors and writers, and they're very, very thorough. So I'm comfortable with that. But this is we're going to look at this coronavirus business because that was a big thing that happened yesterday. As we were sort of finalizing our show yesterday, the president came out. There was a big speech and brouhaha about the coronavirus and what's going on. And about how it's really starting to look like it's going to be another pandemic. And rather than something that's endemic, it's going to be pandemic, meaning widespread worldwide. It's sort of looking at that. And, of course, now here in Northern California, we actually have a case that does not have any traceable roots to China. So somehow we got a little bug. Now, I was theorizing the other day, because it was brought to my attention that a lot of our products that come through Amazon go through China. Now, this virus does not appear to be a virus that really kind of travels through the air like typical viruses. This is what I was saying. And so there's like contact viruses. In other words, you're only going to get it if you have contact with it. You know, it's on a doorknob. You know, you go to flush the toilet. And the guy before you has not used his, you know, washed his hands, obviously. Or woman. What do you think? Yeah. See, a great place for the exchange of a virus. And that's exactly what happens with the coronavirus. Now, there's some, you know, liquids and fluids and things like that. You just cannot eliminate that. But the bottom line is this hygiene business. And again, we can break the back of this by isolating people and by also staying clean. And I think that that's going to be one of our great sources is that we're going to be able to stay clean in the United States. So soap and water, please, all the time. Just anyway, there's a whole bunch of stuff, though, going on in China. I want to go ahead and listen to this, some of this stuff right now. This is worldwide pandemic. The pandemic. It says here the report that police are stealing food donated to Chinese city under coronavirus lockdown. Authorities have stolen and wasted food donated to a Chinese city struggling under the pressures of the coronavirus lockdown in China's Hubei province, the Epoch Times reported Tuesday. Here's another one. China blames xenophobia and white supremacist racism for coronavirus fears. Chinese state media continued their efforts to this week to mitigate political damage from the coronavirus epidemic by claiming Western concerns about the spread of the disease and complaints about China's lack of transparency are founded in xenophobia and white supremacists, reminiscent of the yellow pearl hysteria, or yellow peril hysteria of the late 19th century. Okay, what's that? Right, you got to ask about the yellow peril. There's all these different things that we've seen before. Yellow peril, the U.S. travel restrictions on China and criticism of China's quarantine strategy to contain the coronavirus have been seen as a racist politicization of the epidemic, China's state-run Global Times declared on Wednesday. Uh-huh. The Chinese Communist paper went on to attack American health care, presumably to distract from the mounting horror stories about how China is dealing with the epidemic. The Global Times is a healthy America that is trying to distract the rest of the world from China's narrative of the epidemic. Right. There you go. Bigotry, hatred, and the whole nine yards. That's what they're saying. So, you know, this is China lashing out, literally. God, Block A is done. It's pronounced done. Anyway, when we come back, we're going to talk more about this coronavirus and what we're doing about here in the United States. And, of course, we have one case at UC Davis now that we woke up to today, and they don't have no idea how they got it. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty, you can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715. We've used the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715. Promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
All aboard!
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
On the virus that is going around to various parts of the world. We have, through some very good early decisions that were actually ridiculed at the beginning, we closed up our borders to flights coming in from certain areas that were hit by the coronavirus and hit pretty hard. And we did it very early. A lot of people thought we shouldn't have done it that early, and we did, and it turned out to be a very good thing. And the number one priority from our standpoint is the health and safety of the American people, and that's the way I viewed it when I made that decision. Because of all we've done, the risk to the American people remains very low. We have the greatest experts in the world, really in the world, right here. The people that are called upon by other countries when things like this happen. We're ready to adapt, and we're ready to do whatever we have to as the disease spreads, if it spreads. As most of you know, the level that we've had in our country is very low, and those people are getting better, or we think that in almost all cases, the better are getting. We have a total of 15. We took in some from Japan, you heard about that, because they're American citizens and they're in quarantine. And they're getting better, too. But we felt we had an obligation to do that. It could have been as many as 42. And we found that it was just an obligation we felt that we had. We could have left them, and that would have been very bad, I think, American people. And they're recovering. Of the 15 people, the original 15, as I call them, 8 of them have returned to their homes, to stay in their homes until fully recovered. 1 is in the hospital, and 5 have fully recovered. And 1 is, we think, in pretty good shape. And it's in between hospital and going home. So we have a total of, we have a total of 15 people. And they're in a process of recovering, with some already having fully recovered. We started out by looking at certain things. We've been working with the Hill very, very carefully, very strongly. And I think we have very good bipartisan spirit for money. We were asking for $2.5 billion, and we think that's a lot. But the Democrats, and I guess Senator Schumer, wants us to have much more than that. And normally in life, I'd say, we'll take it. We'll take it. If they want to give more, we'll do more. We're going to spend whatever's appropriate. Hopefully, we're not going to have to spend so much, because we really think we've done a great job in keeping it down to a minimum. And again, we've had tremendous success beyond what people would have thought. Now, at the same time, you do have some outbreaks in some countries. Italy and various countries are having some difficulty. China, you know about where it started. I spoke with President Xi. We had a great talk. He's working very hard, I have to say. He's working very, very hard. And if you can count on the reports coming out of China, that spread has gone down quite a bit. The infection seems to have gone down over the last 2 days. As opposed to getting larger, it's actually gotten smaller. In one instance where we think it's somewhat reliable, it seems to have gotten quite a bit smaller. With respect to the money that's being negotiated, they can do whatever they want. I mean, we'll do the 2.5. We're requesting 2.5. Some Republicans would like us to get 4, and some Democrats would like us to get 8.5, and we'll be satisfied whatever it is. We're bringing in a specialist, very highly regarded specialist, tomorrow, who works actually at the State Department, very, very tremendously talented in doing this. I want you to understand something that shocked me when I saw it, that I spoke with Dr. Fauci on this, and I was really amazed, and I think most people are amazed to hear it. The flu in our country kills from 25,000 people to 69,000 people a year. That was shocking to me. And so far, if you look at what we have with the 15 people and they're recovering, one is pretty sick, but hopefully will recover. But the others are in great shape. But think of that, 25,000 to 69,000. Over the last 10 years, we've lost 360,000. These are people that have died from the flu, from what we call the flu. Hey, did you get your flu shot? And that's something. Now, what we've done is we've stopped non-U.S. citizens from coming into America from China. That was done very early on. We're screening people, and we have been at a very high level, screening people coming into the country from infected areas. We have in quarantine those infected and those at risk. We have a lot of great quarantine facilities. We're rapidly developing a vaccine, and they can speak to you. The professionals can speak to you about that. The vaccine is coming along well, and in speaking to the doctors, we think this is something that we can develop fairly rapidly, a vaccine for the future, and coordinate with the support of our partners. We have great relationships with all of the countries that we're talking about. Some it's fairly large number of countries. Some it's one person. And many countries have no problem whatsoever. And we'll see what happens. But we're very, very ready for this, for anything, whether it's going to be a breakout of larger proportions or whether or not we're...
Well, something just happened there. We're not sure. It might be a breakout of the coronavirus in the system that we have here. I wanted to, that was yesterday, and with the president speaking about the coronavirus and all the things that are going on with it and not going on with it. So, interesting the way it's playing out. Other people are kind of freaking out over the whole thing. I'm not into the freak out mode. I don't think that's necessary right now. I think that what we have going on in I guess you would say the whole world right now, looks bad, acts bad. But I think the point that really needs to be brought home so that you understand that almost 240,000 people die annually from the flu. So, that put that in perspective. We have one case known in Northern California. The patient is in UC Davis right now, which is in Sacramento. I'm just saying that this is something that is, I don't think, as big as a lot of people think. I think you have to put it in perspective, obviously. Does it have the potential? The answer is absolutely yes, it does, to become one of the world's worst pandemics. But, you know, it comes down to it's going to hit the shores here in the United States. And how can we control the contagion? What we do anyway naturally, which is keep clean for the most part, we have great hygiene here in this country, is improve it. They say we're at 77%. Just everybody needs to clean their hands all the time and maintain that. Promote it with other people and maintain it. If you're sick, stay away. Close your doors. Quarantine yourself. Get help if you need it. But, you know, this is something that is manageable at this point in time. And really, the president's being very, very forward-looking. I like the way that he comes out and tells you, hey, gee, guess what? We have a problem, and we can address this problem if we do the right things. And so far, he's doing the right things. Anyway, do we have a second case of it now? I don't know. I'm just looking at the news that's popping up right in front of me. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Get out! Hello, cold. protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to A21R.com, that's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's A21R.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is, we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
Deep in a bunker, way behind enemy lines, broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. Agenda 21 Radio.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. NewCaliforniaState.com. NewCaliforniaState.com website to check it out for the all the different things that are coming up, obviously. We've got just tons of things happening. We're going to get into a USA Today article that was printed about New California. Hello, USA Today. And just a little, tiny little thing happening, right? Just a smidgen, just a scotch. We're just out there is what we are. We got a lot of stuff. It's just amazing. I'm absolutely mystified by the number of people now all of a sudden turned on to the fact that rural America exists. Don't you think the president found that out 4 years ago in 2016? He says, let's take a look at this, Let's take a look at this. Anyway, so we've got a whole bunch of stuff going on. And this whole thing at San Luis Obispo is going to be wonderful. Alex Madonna in an expo is going to be an incredible venue for this sixth Constitutional Convention. It's amazing. It's amazing what's been going on with the sixth Constitutional Convention. And highlights, right? Highlights. Okay, so we've got the coronavirus that's running around like a crazy thing. And then we got influenza. influenza. So you're learning more about biology than anything else, which is cool, which is really cool. By the way, Mike Huckabee will be, of course, the special guest. He's going to be coming out on the 29th. On Saturday, he'll be there. And coming from Nashville, it's going to be kind of interesting. Coming from the home state. Coming from the home state. Anyway, we got a special reception, you know, all that good stuff, pictures. So if you want to come in the afternoon, you can go to the website, newcaliforniastate.com, and click on tickets, convention tickets. Click on that, and you can get a ticket for Saturday. The other ones, unfortunately, are closed now. You know, you just can't get the meal and all that other good stuff. We had to get that information to the restaurant. The chef was like, hey, we got steaks. And we don't want to buy too many steaks because they're, like, expensive. So you get a... Those people get the ticket. They got a great deal at the prices we had for everything. So that's just our story, and we're sticking to it. I mean, I'm just saying. So anyway, we got all these areas of the United States all puckered up about the coronavirus and prepared for it. Now, I do want to say we're out in front of it in this country. We're absolutely out in front of it, and that is really a good thing. I think that... just the notion that we're out in front of it like we are is something that, to me, is a true testimony. A true testimony of what we're doing in America, as opposed to the rest of the nations around the world. But they have their problems. You know, South Korea's got a real problem with it, and they have great hygiene there. So, you know, we're taking a look at that. Like, wait a minute, why is that? And then you have like a second and third generational viruses that apparently are springing from the original virus, which is a problem. I think that's a big problem, actually, a big problem. Got this from Before It's News: the deadly hidden formula behind the coronavirus, 5G plus common cold, CC negative. -33 equals COVID-19. This is from Before It's News, so we're swinging now to all the different bits of information about what people are saying about all this stuff, right? It says, as most people would know by now, several cities in the world have announced 5G rollout through various wireless telecommunications providers over the past 2 years. I live in Toronto, Canada. This is, who is this person? Whoever wrote this. Wait a minute, you know, don't do this to me. Who is I live there? Who is this person? I'm looking for who it is. I don't know who it is. But it's the person whoever writes for, whoever writes for Before It's News. Okay. I guess. Oh, there's a video. Maybe his name's in the video. We'll check that out. Anyway, you know, the 5G technology, right? Going 5G may give the public better access to wireless networks and hotspots, but there are several nuances associated with going full out 5G. Outside of the need for thousands of transmitting towers for the 5G frequency, there are some health risks obviously involved. I am sharing with you one of the best one-hour videos that I have watched on 5G, and it's possible... connection to the coronavirus in Wuhan, China. Wuhan was one of the several Chinese cities that went heavy on 5G technology in 2019. So I'm reading this. I'm not going to play the whole video, of course. It's an hour long. Because I'm just throwing it out there, is 5G related to somehow this spread of, or the mutation of, that's probably a better option, the mutation of the virus, the coronavirus. Said by December, when the coronavirus was ramping up, Wuhan and its 11 million citizens were given 10,000 towers. Jeez. You got, I mean, 10,000 towers as a 5G gift that went hot, effective October 31st. The guy's sarcastic. He writes, Happy Halloween. As you will hear from Dana Ashley and her breakdown of the coronavirus in China and how she relates the technology of 5G behind it, you will hear something interesting, some interesting case points that will make one think that there may be more to this wireless connection than meets the eye. I just, you know, they have 10,000 towers for 5G. You know, we haven't really discussed and gotten hot and heavy in the 5G business for a number of different reasons because there's so many other businesses out there. Now, I'm going to point to another one. We got the 5G on the ground and the radio, they're just cooking our brains and everything else. And by the way, you know, I do a lot of driving and I know I have several friends do the same thing up and along down Highway 5, right? And here in California, it's a long drive. And anyway, there's 5G towers everywhere. And we've all noticed that, man, we just get really sleepy at certain places. And sure enough, there's those 5G towers. Sleepiness and grogginess, just all of a sudden just takes over your body, you know. Is it related to 5G? I don't see how, you know, we are just getting zapped with 5G, 3G, 5G. But the 5G one, which calls for more and more towers. I didn't realize they have 10,000 towers to service 11 million people in Wuhan. I mean, there may be a connection there. But when we come back from the break, there's another connection I want to talk about. Guy down in Los Angeles yesterday. Yesterday was the 26th. Yeah. Just standing out there in Los Angeles. He looks up and sees all these crisscrossing chemtrails. He says, wait a minute. They're just spraying me. So he takes a picture, takes a video, great video of a close-up. And it's a U.S. Air Force C-17 just dumping four nozzles, just dumping chemtrails on. It's a great scene. The question is, what is he dumping on it besides, you know, aluminum oxide, the usual suspect, barium, right? That sort of thing. Maybe viruses that make it sick.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is, we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops
pops on.
If it, your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's a Romp Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Well, anyway, we're, you know, as much as everybody denies it about the chemtrail business, it's real, and it's pretty hard to deny it. I know we're crazy conspiracy theorists, and we've been able to see the effects of chemtrails. This one here is a big one, and a big shout-out to John Graff is his name. Once again, the chemicals are falling from the sky from the United States Air Force. Now in the Los Angeles, California area, the planes are dumping tons of chemicals on millions of Angelinos. Shout out to John Graff, who took the video below it. So we've got a video that shows everything. It's up on Twitter also. And it's kind of interesting. This whole video is just amazing. Let's see if we can get this thing to play right. Without a commercial, of course. It's probably going to run a commercial right in front of it because it's getting to be a popular video, I suspect. Oh! Oh, guess what? Shockingly, it's not available anymore. I wonder why. Shocking. Shocking, it's not available, but we got the pictures. We have pictures of it. It's just a complete dump. Isn't that quick? Hey, they did this quick. This thing is only up for about 2 or 3 hours before showtime. Oh, yeah. But you can see the pictures. Oh, we've got the pictures up on the website. Very convincing. The problem now is a citizen journalist does have a telephoto lens and can see up to 25,000, 30,000 feet. And you get the clear definition of this aircraft. This is a clear definition. This is a C-17, clearly. And they are spraying out chemtrails like you can't believe, chemicals that are affecting us. And the question is, in this era of coronavirus, I mean, you know, is he spreading a virus? What is he doing? You know, you have to ask these questions, the deep state operators with the chemicals. And, of course, it does have an effect on us people on the ground, especially aluminum oxide. Yeah, we've talked about this before. This is the Dane Wigington business when you start talking about this these chemtrails. And so now we have the spread of this disease that everybody's worried about causing a pandemic. I think we need to be a little bit more worried about what's coming out of these aircraft. Yeah, I think that's just the thing that we need to do. We need to be a little bit more worried about what's going on with the aircraft. Anyway, that's just me. Little old me. I think that, what is coming out of that stuff and what are we breathing in? Well, of course, you know, when they started doing these things. Okay, now you got me going on the chemtrail thing because it's, you can deny it. You can deny it. You know, reporters can say, oh, they don't exist. Of course, these people don't know anything and they haven't reported anything. They don't understand it. Because they don't want to understand it. That's kind of like, I think, the big thing that's going on here. And, of course, this is stuff that's really dangerous, nasty stuff. And I keep trying to tell people that this dangerous, nasty stuff is just no good for you. And that's a fact. It's no good for you. Aluminum oxide is very, very fine nanoparticulate matter. Nano means it's so small that we're talking about shavings, tiny little bits of aluminum. They're so small that they can go right through cellular membranes. Yeah, I mean, just like, you know, any other little protein or DNA or whatever, they can go right on through. It's a metal. It's a metal. And, of course, it does damage, severe damage to a lot of things in your body. As they say, it can pierce the blood-brain barrier. So it's floating around in your brain. So, you know, it can be actually, because it's a metal, it can be activated by radio waves. Shocking. Shocking. Can it do damage to your tissues? Yes. In fact, since they started doing this chemical spraying following the issuance of patents in the 1990s for aerosol spraying of the atmosphere for, you know, global warming prevention, the cases of autism have skyrocketed. Gee, do you think maybe those chemicals that they've started spraying has had some sort of influence and impact on the number of individuals with autism? I don't know about you, but that just might be something that, especially as you take a look at this C-17, this U.S. Air Force C-17, dumping chemicals on us. Yet no one wants to claim responsibility. You talk to the Air Force, oh, I know nothing. But you talk to Air Force personnel that we talk to all the time. We know Air Force personnel. They said they're dumping chemicals. Somewhere there's a disconnect at some place, at some point in time. This whole radical environmentalism that's going on, that's poisoning everybody, has got to stop. And it's got to be confronted. Oh, yeah, it's got to be confronted. No one's yet in government confronted it. But its time is coming. You know, its time is coming. You know, as an accelerant, a flame accelerant, and because it's a nanoparticulate matter, it gets into everything. If you're spraying this stuff over the Sierra Nevadas or out in front of the Sierra Nevadas by maybe 150, 200 miles, and the gravity pulls it down, oh, it just lays a coat along all the vegetation along the Sierra Nevadas. Then you start to notice something about the greenery of the vegetation. It starts to turn a kind of a grayish green color, no brilliance to it. The plants start to die off. You get a lot of these, what we call spike tops and pine trees. Vegetation starts to die off. It becomes what's known as desiccated. And when it's desiccated, it means it's filled up with aluminum oxide. The tissues inside, yeah, the plant, you know, because it's a living thing. The xylem up, flow them down, the circulatory system of the plant, filled with aluminum oxide, mixing with iron from the soil. And when you light it and ignite it, it burns at around 3,000 to 4,000 degrees Fahrenheit. Because it's called thermite. The plant mixes together the iron and the aluminum oxide to make thermite.
2110.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. My Pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800
866-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
We're talking about the aluminum oxide that's being sprayed on us and other chemicals through chemtrails. Is it possible that they're spraying biologicals on us? Oh, of course. Absolutely. You know, here you have the United States Air Force who loves to spray human beings into death. Hey, simple fact. All you need to do is have a big, strong telephoto lens and watch these chemicals being sprayed. They're not contrails. Contrails are something completely different. These are chemicals that lay down. I mean, it's just all you need to do is look up in the sky and watch it for half an hour. Watch where these planes lay down these chemicals in the crisscrossing patterns and all. I mean, it's just a joke. It's got to be a common joke amongst these pilots, right? They're killing people all over the world with their chemtrails. And, of course, we have to talk about what happened with the pre-chemtrail spraying, heavy chemtrail spraying that happened in the days preceding the campfire. Up there in paradise. Oh, yeah, what was that all about? I don't know, but when I went up there the day of the fire and watched it all and had that strange, the clouds, the smoke clouds were just so bizarre. Yeah, I've been in forest fires before. This is something I used to live in a forest. I've experienced these things, evacuation, saving houses, fires. Nothing like I've ever seen with this fire. No. And, of course, the second day when I finally got up on the scene up there, it was like a nuclear blast. Everything completely leveled, except for those homes whose electricity wasn't turned on. Shocking, isn't it? Shocking. That's kind of weird. You look around, you see it's like Hiroshima. Everything's white powder. Everything's white powder. Of every structure. Of course, All the smart meters are all destroyed and melted. You can't see any of the parts inside the smart meters, which is weird. But every home that did not have its electricity on survived. When the smart meter wasn't on, it was disabled. Those homes survived. I wonder what the connect the dot there is. Oh, it's probably nothing, Paul. But one thing is very, very clear. The fire burned at an extremely high temperature. Everybody agrees about that. Melting metal to molten masses. You only get that when you can make thermite. Burns at 3,000 to 4,000 degrees. And all those chemicals spraying down our heads. Autism, Alzheimer's, all of it. Stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.